Madison County Board of Supervisors will convene. Wendy, roll call.
Let's do the flag salute first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Too much going on.
Okay, it's okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Bradley.
Pray together. Heavenly Father, we come together again, the county conducting business. We're grateful for our citizens who participate, who bring their ideas and their thoughts, who bring their challenges. But Father, when it comes time to make the decision, I pray for each of our Board of Supervisors and consider everything carefully. Give them wisdom and understanding. They have the bigger picture of all of the things in our county, and we just pray for their work and thank you for what they do. For our first responders, we're truly grateful for all that they do. And we think about the many things that they face in their life, the traumas that average folks do not face. I pray for their families, that they might be encouraged. And Father, today we think about the family of the individual who's been lost in the mountain and unable to be found. I just pray, God, to bring peace into their life during this time. Thank you for your blessings. May we always find ourselves being a grateful people for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Now we can do the roll call.
All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela.
I'm here.
Supervisor Ogre.
Present.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Here.
Supervisor Harris.
Present.
And Supervisor Howe.
Present.
And I do have my little blurb real quick. The board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority and receives no additional compensation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to apologize. This is really funny. I mean, you know, this is what happens when the board sits down and everybody jumps in before he gets his thoughts in this morning. So public comment. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. And when addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair, and comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. I have 2 in-house comment board cards. First, I have Dan Bryan from Happy Camp. Good morning.
Good morning. So do I get?
Yes. And please say your name for the record when you get up to speak.
Okay. My name is Dan Bryan, and I am from Happy Camp. And I was wanting to encourage the board to support James Gallagher's joint resolution to split the state of California. And I presented to the board the information as to why that I think that should be. And everybody else that's in favor of doing that should, why it should be done, so. I guess that's all I can say.
All right, thank you. Uh-huh. James Randall.
Good morning, Chairman Howe and members of the board. I'm James Randall, Siskiyou County's undersheriff. What I'm going to be saying here is nothing that I'm going to take lightly, and it hasn't been easy for me to come up here for this. For 27 years now, I've dedicated myself to serving our residents and protecting the public while maintaining mutual respect with past and present supervisors. Unfortunately, that professional boundary has been broken. Over the last few months, an individual county supervisor has overstepped their authority by conducting unauthorized investigations into county departments, elected officials, and operations. Specifically, Supervisor Harris, in my view, has engaged in conduct exceeding his role. This includes launching an unauthorized investigation through the Sheriff's Office, soliciting negative information from current and former personnel, and interfering in personnel matters where conflicts of interest exist. This overreach recently targeted me directly. As part of my official duties, I serve disciplinary and termination notices to individuals who are personal friends of Supervisor Harris. I was also involved in overturning a CCW permit denial recommendation that he took personal interest in. Recently, I learned Supervisor Harris is making statements conveying he is targeting me specifically. Given the timing, I believe these actions are retaliatory and have created a hostile work environment. I am here today to formally notify the board that I am filing a formal complaint in accordance with the Siskiyou County Personnel Policy Manual regarding harassment, retaliation, and policy violations by Supervisor Jess Harris. I am handing it to Deputy County Administrator Personnel Officer immediately following this statement. I am also seeking independent counsel for potential litigation against Supervisor Harris and against the county should this misconduct be allowed to continue. This is not a political disagreement. This is about maintaining the integrity of our government and ensuring county employees can work without fear of retaliation. I am respectfully requesting two immediate actions from the board. First, that the county retain an independent outside investigator to conduct a prompt, objective investigation into these allegations. And second, that appropriate safeguards be implemented during this investigation to ensure Supervisor Harris has no influence over my employment, department matters, or personnel matters of the department. I truly retain the utmost respect for you, Chairman Haupt, and the remaining members of this board. I truly do. I step forward today out of a deep concern for institutional accountability, employee protection, and public confidence. Allowing these internal issues to go unaddressed erodes the public trust that we have and severely distracts county staff from serving our citizens. Thank you for your time.
Do we have any comment online?
Showing none online.
Showing none online. I'm going to move to the consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
All right. Item 6A, Friends of the Museum. I take it that's former Supervisor Grace Bennett. Welcome, Grace.
Be here this morning. Thank you.
Grace, you want my job back?
Enjoying
mine. I'll bet you are.
Mine's open soon.
I got a grandson coming. That should be an indicator of what's going to happen with me.
Well, thank you for having me today. My name is Grace Bennett. I live in Waurika. And I'm here today to talk about the Friends of the Siskiyou County Museum. Debbie Peters is our president. She usually comes, but she had to have back surgery. So you get me today. Like I said, Debbie Peters is our president. Selma Shoss is our vice president. Carolee Scallet is our treasurer. And Jill Livingston is our secretary. And she also does the newsletters. So you need the packet of information. There is a newsletter for your and other members. Karen Cleveland, Catherine Turney, Dale Jenner, Father John Cuneo, Aaron Downward, me. Selma, Shantz, and Aaron Downward are the ones that run our store, which is very successful, and we sell lots and lots of books, and we self-publish a lot of the books that we have there. One of our highlights this year was retaining the Bob Rice collection, and with the help of the Shasta Valley Serves organization, we were able to purchase a wonderful computer and coffee scanner, and we have successfully, Aaron Downward has scanned all of his documents, except one that I haven't gotten finished doing, the late papers. And it's an extensive document, and I haven't finished doing that. Anyway, and they're available online. The index lists all of the documents, and if someone wants something, they can either come into the office, into the office at the museum and get copies of those, pick those up, or we can email them to them. This way, no one will be going into those files. We will have it all. It's all been scanned, so it's all in the new computer system. And we also made about 12 copies of his maps, and we have those in a flip chart so that those are available for people to look at. The things that we've done this year, we've replaced roofs for 3 buildings, and we have one more to do. And right now we're doing a cover for the big wheel that's out in the outdoor museum, which is disintegrating. So we're hoping to be able to save it with a cover above it. We also, in a fire we had about 5 or 6 years ago in the back storage building, there was a wagon in that building that was partially destroyed. So we had that restored, and the saddles that were in there from the Newton collection, we were able to salvage about 10 of those. So the wagon has new canvas on it, and some of the boards were replaced. And we have that in the blacksmith shop, and the saddles are in another storage area, the Creekside things. Our Siskiyou stories happen on the second Saturday of each month, and the average attendance for those are 35 to 50 people. And we're just in the process of taking down our June, July display of wedding dresses. We had about 15 wedding dresses that were in the basement. It's amazing what is in the basement. So we've been trying to do displays and bring those things up. It was very successful. We had lots and lots of people come to see those. And we do lots of research for people. We have a forum that if someone comes in and they're looking for relatives or things and they can't find what they need, they fill out the form, and we have an extensive library that we work with to find information on the families and the things that are going. We have school trips. Catherine Turney is a school teacher, and we invite anywhere from kindergarten to 4th, 5th grade kids to come to the school. And our school is set up with desks, and she does about an hour's classroom of things to do, and then they have recess and lunch. And recess consists of playing jacks, doing hopscotch, doing all the outdoor games that people, marbles, things that the kids used to do. So that's very, very successful. We had about 10, 12 schools bring their kids in this year just for that adventure. And then we have other schools that bring their kids in to view the museum and enjoy their outdoors adventures. We've had about $3,000 in donations this year. We do Giving Tuesday. And the money that is collected from Giving Tuesday, we give out 2 or 3 scholarships. And on the newsletter, it lists the scholarship winners for this year. And we do that throughout the county. So that's an important part of our thing. Our daily visitor count is over 800 people. We have firefighters that come, and those are always admitted for free. Our gift shop revenues are about over 7,000. Our family fun day, which is coming up September the 26th. Last year we had 782 people come to that day. And at that we have music crafts, a blacksmith comes in, the library gives away books, we have food, art projects, corn husk dolls, 4-H petting zoo, and antique cars, and the Warwick Fire Department brings down 2 of their antique trucks for us to have in the display. So it's really, really fun. things that we need help on. Our building needs to be painted, and when it was roofed, the front porch wasn't re-roofed, and it is leaking, and we may need to repair that, or at least put on a new roof. And thank you to the maintenance crew. They help us with everything. We're all older ladies and gentlemen that work at the museum, and they help us change light bulbs, lift heavy things, move displays around, do all kinds of things like that for us. And the group that came in, the guys that came in and did the weed eating in the outdoor museum did a tremendous job, and that is greatly appreciated because we cannot keep ahead of the weeds and the stuff that happens out in the outdoors. Limbs fall, all kinds of wonderful stuff. We had the Cal Fire come in, and they took down about 12 dead trees that were in the outdoor museum. And they brought a chipper in and just chipped everything, so it was cleaned up after it. The wood that was left, people from the veterans came to pick up that wood for their donation to their veterans. I'd like to thank Sherry Lawson for helping us with all things at the CAO's office. And it's really, really nice to have someone that we can depend on to do that. The Day Reporting Center comes and helps us too with outdoor cleanups and things, so that they're a great thing. Right now we have Jefferson Bug Company. They have come and sprayed all the buildings, and we had honeybees in one of the buildings that we've had to replace some siding and get that taken care of. And I think that's about it. So any questions? And I want to thank you for supporting the museum the way you do and helping us when we need help. So thank you.
I had a couple questions. One, is Bob Rice's library digitized? So you can search it?
Yes, it's all digitized and it's all on the computer. And the index is on our website. So if you want something, you can ask us for it, or you can come in and look at it on the computer. We can make copies.
That's great news, because Bob could never find anything in his life.
Aaron Downward did that digitizing. Uh-huh. I went through everything. You cannot believe how many yellow papers were in that.
Yeah.
And we have seven files stuffed full of documents from his collection. So it's really valuable information. There's one lady that has a collection of things about the red band trout, and part of his stuff was in her things. So I visited with her a couple of times, and she's going to bring those things in so that they can be digitized and we can keep those too safe.
Right.
So it's good. The papers that are the Lathrop papers, and they're the papers that were done by Randolph Collier for the climate compact.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we paid, the county paid
like to have
those digitized already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And I don't know where those are archived, but.
Okay.
Joanne has them.
I could probably ask Joanne to try and find them.
Well, we have the actual papers.
We hired a contractor to go down to the library.
Uh-huh. And do that.
Copy everything that was in the library.
Okay, well that's good. That would be great to have too.
Yeah.
Bob's son Brad was very adamant that we get that done. But they are there's two sets of them. One is fairly good, and the other one is a disaster.
Uh-huh.
So I'm waiting until we get our wedding dress display down so that I can spread out and do paper shuffle and get everything in order.
I'm sure we'd be happy to share what we have. The other thing I wanted to mention, Grace, is that I'm working currently with Joanne on the High Mountain Lakes proposal.
Oh, that's good.
And our contractor probably be reaching out to you to see what's in Bob's library.
Okay.
Regarding that, because I know he had done quite a bit of research on, right, on those lakes.
Right, yes. That's good. I'm glad you're working on that. That's great. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah.
Thank you for preserving all of Bob's documents. I mean, we sat for hours going through 15 feet of paperwork at his house with him, and the maps alone are precious. And you have them displayed beautifully, so thanks so much for doing that. It's a labor of love for sure.
Yeah.
And his family was so grateful for all the work you put into doing that, being able to document his documents and, you know, just having them there so that everybody can take advantage of that is amazing. So you've done a beautiful job. We really do appreciate that. And I do have to say that wedding dress display is incredible. So if anybody has a chance to go in and see that before you take it down, please do. It is awesome. You and your staff are just wonderful for taking such great care of our treasures. So really appreciate what you do, Grace.
Those ladies that I read off at the beginning, they are amazing in the things that they do. And Barbara Turner from Montague, she came in and helped a lot. And it's just a community effort when we do things, because we all know different people to help us do different things. And it's so nice to be able to call people and have them come and help us.
And you do that so well. You call everybody.
Anybody is able. We even get the call.
We do.
Oh, yeah. If I need help, I know.
You do.
Thank you for all you do, and thank you to your volunteers for all that you do for the museum. Question for you is, I know we've talked about it over the years, and when you get time, I still think we need to do a video of the gold display that we don't display anymore. We have old pictures of what we did have before it was removed, or stolen, I guess I should say. But to have an ongoing looped video of some kind in the museum that, you know, shows what it used to be, and I don't know, I'm sure you can get pictures of what we have left. It'll take an arm and a leg to get you to get in to see it, but it would be a viable thing for the county, since we were gold-based at one time.
That's one thing that we do talk about at the board meetings, is having that display, and we have agreed that would be a wonderful thing to have there. And we could put a screen up in our lobby and be able to run that loop all the time. Throughout the museum, we have small screens that have different things on them, and it's fascinating, the people that come and watch those things and enjoy them, and the kids have a great time. So whenever that may be accomplished, we would be more than happy to help with that and do whatever we need to get that taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Grace.
Okay.
Yeah, just real quick, I appreciate the newsletter. I love history, so I love just class about the Telegraph thing. So I look forward to seeing that on a quarterly basis.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Jill does that. She's in it. Exceptional writer, and so she has that. It's interesting, the things that she finds,
yeah, absolutely,
to write about.
Real quick, if you want to, you can ask her to add my name to maybe a mailing list. What I could do is distribute it to the board members whenever that newsletter comes out.
That's great.
Yeah, we'd love that.
That'd be great. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for all that you guys do. I know you're in difficult situations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grace.
Okay. Item 6B, Fire Safety Council. Giselle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, good morning, supervisors. I'm Giselle. I'm the coordinator for the Fire Safety Council of Siskiyou County. Most of you know me. I don't think I've met Jess. Otherwise, you all do. So today I'm here to give you an update. We've been doing a lot of really good things across the county with the support of the supervisors on some grants. Actually, you have to sign off on them. And so we just want to let you know what we're doing. So this is our wildfire mitigation program and our project updates. And if you need to know more about us or get in contact with us, there is our website, firesafesiskiyou.com. Next slide, please. So what does the Fire Safe Council do? We're a nonprofit, and we are dedicated to reducing wildfire risk and improving community resilience throughout Siskiyou County and promoting fire safe practices. And we've been in and around as a nonprofit since 2002, and I've been with them since that time, so there's been a lot of years passed. We like to work with residents and agencies and tribes and partners, and we implement hazardous fuels reduction projects and provide public education and support community wildfire preparedness, and we write grants to do that. We manage the grants. So next slide, please. So our current grants, I'm just going to go through them briefly. If you have a question about any of them, be sure to ask me. So we're working on grade 2 right now, which is 118 acres of fuel reduction along the roads out in Bray. We did a Bray 1 about 4 years ago. So we did like the east side, now we're doing the west side. We're working on South Old Stage fuel reduction, 165 acres, going 150 to 300 feet along the South Old Stage Road, which has actually gone in and done defensible space for many of the folks there, because 300 feet goes onto properties. And we just finished up. Caltrans had a 9-acre piece there, and it looks really nice. Jacob of Forestry did that. And yeah, they have property other than just right away, so we worked on that. And then we have Lake Shasta Chipper Days, and we have Siskiyou County Weed CWPP. We wrote a grant, and we're working with a company called Proactive, and it's actually Jay Perkins and Julie Titus are working on that and giving us an update. They're going to go through and update our current CWPP, Community Wildfire Protection Plan, that we completed 5 years ago, but it needs updating again. So they're getting that done, as well as writing a more localized one for the Weed area, which will take in Hammonds Ranch and Lake Chestina and Weed. So the next slide, please. Then we've got our big grant, which is the Community Wildfire Defense Grant. We procured from the feds $10 million to do 500 homes throughout Siskiyou County and 300 acres of roadside fuels. And we've completed, I'll show you later, we've completed over 250 homes so far. And then the County Coordinator's Grant, which is the one you guys have to sign off on. So the county could take this, but they have given us that lead. And so we coordinate throughout Siskiyou County outreaches and write grants with this funding. It's been very useful. We're so appreciative. I was able to hire two girls to help me. Kristen Norman, she does the outreach, and Ruby Churchill has been a phenomenal finance manager. She's just graduating with her MBA in finance. And so we're very thankful to be able to hire folks with that. It's $150,000, and it has per 18 months, and it's been very helpful for me to have that extra people on board. Excuse me, we're working on the Kintara Fuels Reduction Project. The bids are coming in. It should be here by tomorrow. 199 acres. Along the river, and that's going to be the railroad property. CDWG is involved, and they've given us a permission. A little sidebar is that we only can do handwork on those properties because there is a bumblebee, I guess, that needs to be protected, and apparently they haven't seen one since the 1930s, but we still have to do hand release. And even though it's on railroad property, I said, well, how about other than CWG? And they said, nope, everything out there, we don't want you to do mastication, only hand release. So it's going to be a little more expensive than what we thought, but we'll do what we're required to do, and it'll look great, I'm sure. And then we just recently got a grant from the North Coast Regional Partnership. It's a partnership, it's a capacity building grant. It's given to us to be able to write large-scale landscape grants, and we already wrote one, a forest health grant for Hammonds Ranch. We did not receive that. Instead, we turned it around with CAL FIRE's direction, and it's going to be a VTP instead, Vegetation Treatment Plan, and we're going to use Shasta Valley RC to help us, RCD, help us with those as we move forward and if we get it. Next slide. Excuse me. So we completed 3 grants in 2026. Just at March was the last. Lake Shastina, 115 acres, 5 Mount Shasta. That started out as a CEQA, and then we discovered that they already had a CEQA. They asked us to write it, and then discovered that there was an archived CEQA. So we moved into doing some fuel reduction on 8.5 miles and 296 acres instead, and it turned out really nice. You'll see more of that later. And then Dunsmuir fuel reduction, approximately 690 acres. We also did like almost 100 homes there in Dunsmuir with those grants. Next slide, please. So Lake Shastina before and after. This is from that grant. This is just only one slide. Next one, I-5 Mount Shasta. Let's see what it looks like. Next one, please. If I'm going too fast, let me know. And Dunsmuir before and after. Next slide, please. So, got a call from Tom March. He's the veg management person for Caltrans, and he says, look at your fuel brake. It saved the day. So there's the fuel brake. There was a truck fire, and it didn't move into the forest because of the fuel brake. Now, clarification, the Fire Safe Council did the fuel brake on the west side, and RCD did it on the east side, and then we went back and did, on the east side, we did some maintenance. So that's, and we had just finished our maintenance, and Tom says, look, it worked. So.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
Because that brings up a good point. How often do we have to go back once you do the project? What is the typical time limit?
Well, you know, we did this about 2 or 3 years ago to begin with. It's already going back. It goes back really fast, but it will be back to what it was in 5 years almost always. So there's always a maintenance. What we're hoping is that when we actually do the initial entry, that either the entity or the homeowner or wherever we're at will then take care of it for themselves. And we educate them that way. We'll say, you know, guys, if you just buy a weed eater and a couple times a year in the spring and fall, just go out there and get those little shoots, and it won't come back 12 feet manzanita. But we don't get a lot of folks that actually do that, but we keep talking, and we hope that someday that people will understand that money, federal money, state money, is not going to last forever. You know, at some point we're not going to have that, so you're going to have to take care of yourself. We're going to do the heavy lifting, but if you can help by doing your own maintenance, it would be huge. So, next slide, please. So here's South Old Stage. This is the 9 acres that we just completed that belongs to Caltrans. That's at the north end of that. We did it all along Old Stage and up Azalea, and it's already starting to grow back. It's taken us about 3 years to get through the project, but this is what we just did, and there's a masticator in there, and I believe that's Juan Cota's masticator, but you can see what we're doing. Looks good. Looks like a park. Next one. More South Old Stage before and after. You can see the brush that was there, and now it's gone. Next one. And so we do a lot of outreach, and that's where the coordinator's grant comes in. So we went to the Klamath this year, the Klamath River Flea Market, and the Siskiyou County Golden Fair. Kristen Norman's with our mascot, Reddy Raccoon, which we have a lot of children's materials, and we have a little Reddy Raccoon song and dance that we sometimes do if there's time to do it. So we're really active in trying to reach the communities, and when we're out there, we're signing them up for the Community Wildfire Defense Grant for defensible space if they're interested. We're going in a prioritized fashion from community to community, starting with the most needy. We did a little exercise we did with about 10 questions to decide who was the neediest community, and we're following our matrix. And so Klamath River's coming up. They'll be one of the next ones. Happy Camp is we're working in right now. We already finished Downriver and Callahan and Cecilville and several of those communities. Next slide, please. Here's our outreach to Orleans. We signed up a bunch of folks there. That's Kristen in the top. We have a children's program. She's actually a teacher, and she's joined our staff as outreach coordinator, and she's just wonderful. Next. Okay, then we formed a group called Siskiyou Area Wildfire Mitigation Coalition, and the intent of this is to bring identify opportunities so we're not overlapping each other and we can all work not independently but prioritizing and implementing fuel reduction projects throughout Siskiyou County, trying to be equal. And Nancy's looking at me. we're trying to help each other and collaborate so that we coordinate among ourselves. And so we started this now almost 2 years ago, and I think we're having a great success. We're trying to collect projects and decide what's going on throughout the county and how we can help each other get these projects done. And you're all welcome. Everybody's welcome to join. We're having one in 2 weeks, another meeting. We have Klamath National Forest. And you're welcome to join in and put in your 2 cents or bring your projects and talk about them and say, this is where we're working, you know, and we'll say, okay, you know, we'll help you where we can. And it's kind of just a collaborative thing, and we just are joining hands to get the work done throughout Siskiyou County and be friendly about it. So, okay, next slide. Other outreaches, we were at the flea market in McLeod. This was a workshop, Siskiyou Community Wildfire Workshop. This one was in 2024. Next. Ready Raccoon at Happy Camp and the Youth Fire Science Education event. Next. Okay, the Klamath River Hall Pavilion, we went to their flea market, and also they fundraised. They're building a new community center after the McKinney Fire burnt theirs down. So this is the pavilion that they managed to rebuild, and we meet there and we do a bunch of stuff, including fire safe and fire resilience outreach. Go ahead, next one. Dunsmuir Greenway Stays. We participate in that. We help the Dunsmuir Fire State Council and Firewise community bring together a couple days per year, and people bring their green waste, and we help them with it, and we dispose of it for them. Cal Fire helped this year, which was really great. We told them about it. We didn't know they were going to come. The day of, they showed up, and they just did a tremendous amount of work. And we worked at Dunsmuir Elementary School to clear up a bunch of brush around that structure. Next. And then we have been designated by Cal Fire to be the regional coordinators in Siskiyou County for the Firewise USA program. We've got about 10 Firewise communities where we used to not have any that we've formed. And we'll assist anyone in helping them form their Firewise. It only takes 8 residents to start. Dunsmuir's got 1,500, but you can have as little as 8, and I think as many as 2,000. And we work directly with Firewise. They are now the overseers of this program, and we're here to help. If you want to form a Firewise community, we will help you do that. Next. This is one that we helped, the Gateway Firewise community. They had at the Mount Shasta Park, they had this huge get together. I think they had about 40 or 50 people show up from their subdivision and participate in that event. Next. Then Community Wildfire Defense Grant, we'll talk a little bit about this. This is our big grant with 500 homes of defensible space. We're working with CORE. CORE is a sub-awardee, and there are boots on the ground. They're out there doing home assessments with a program that we bought called Fire Aside, and it's entered into an iPad, and then we can print it out and give it to the homeowner. We give it to the contractor so he knows what to do on that property. Next. It's our largest funding source. It's a federal grant. They're not doing them anymore. It was part of the infrastructure bill, and we were fortunate enough to be able to get funding from them. And then we took on CORE as a subawardee to help us with a portion of that. And CORE is a nonprofit based out of Los Angeles. It specializes in community engagement and outreach, and it was started by Sean Penn. You will see them around. They'll have on their CORE shirts. We've now integrated our logos, so there's also a Fire Safe Council and CORE logoed shirt and hats. Go ahead. And phase one was public outreach. We had, through all of our events, we click on a little clicker and count them. We've had 6,235 engagements. We've had assessments for over 250 homes. We're planned to do 500 homes, and we've already done over 200. Actually, I think it's 280 or something that we've done. And we're working on also roadside treatments of 300 acres. Carolyn Napper, y'all might know her. She's working on a plan to prioritize those roadways that we think are most important to treat. And okay, next. This is just a little map from Fire Aside. It shows some of the properties that we have done throughout Siskiyou County, either assessed or worked on. Next. We've done through this grant a bunch of outreach to try to get people to sign up. And this just gives you a little bit of information. This is Siskiyou Golden Fair that we're at. We won't go through all of that. You can read later. Go ahead, next one. Home assessments. This is Cecilville. This is a little map that comes up in Fireside showing the home assessments and the property assessments that we did there. Next. we aim for treating these homes with defensible space, including the zero zone, which is coming. It's not law yet, but it's going to be. And then that's zone zero, zone one, and zone two. We treat all of those up to 100 feet, as much as they will allow us to treat. Next. Here's some before and afters of some homes we've already done. Next. More. Before and afters. Next. Then some roadside fuels that we have treated. Next. Here's some more roadside before and afters that we've done with this grant. Next. And more. Next. And that's it. Any questions?
Sure, I'll go. Thank you for the great work that you all do. Two things for you. One, with all the work that you do, does this filter up some way into insurance companies that offset premiums for homeowners or even the area that you may treat?
It does. I don't know that we've been able to convince them to reduce fees that much,
yeah.
But when we do a FireWise community, it makes a difference. They give up to 5% reduction. Some completely ignore mm-hmm. it. They don't even care, you know. But many of them take it to heart. And then we also, if they want to use our home assessments for those folks, we do a before and after assessment so they can see that the work has been done. Some insurance companies take it to heart, and some don't care.
Okay. Thank you. Well, at least you're doing that. That means
we're trying.
You're
good. Yeah. And then we had the insurance commissioner come two or three times throughout the years, plus United Policyholders, which is a nonprofit that advocates, and give us tips and helps to the whole public. So.
And then on veg removal, especially with brush and that you have to retreat after 5 years, yeah. Is there any progress to just uprooting the plant altogether versus just masticating?
You know, that's a good question. We could, if we could get the environmental documents to say that, but most of them say no ground disturbance, so we've tried to do pulling. And if you have to, with the grant being from the state or the feds, you have to have a CEQA or a NEPA, and most of those say no ground disturbance, so no pulling. But pulling would probably be better, Ray could probably tell you better than I, so bullying would probably be better than masticating. Masticating almost stimulates some of this growth. So, but we can't do it.
Right. Okay, thank you.
It's the only way to get rid of white man's amoeba.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Are your Fire Safe Council meetings open to the public, and when are they?
Yes, our Fire Safe Council meeting, thank you, Nancy, are the second Wednesday of every month. You can find us at our website, the links to them. They start at 5:30 at night, and we often have some very good speakers and folks coming. I guess Brian Shinoni will be at this next one with an update from OES. So anyway, we have some really good, like I said, speakers and meetings, and it's the time to ask your questions and be there. You know, if more you show up, the more, you know, squeaky wheel stuff, more likely you are to get attention. So anyway, yes, please come to our meetings. You can find us online at firesafesiskey.com and join us, please.
I'm just curious. The insurance companies still seem to be fixated on where the nearest fire hydrant is.
That's one of the things.
And I'm just, do you ever come across infrastructure development grants for hydrant installation or that kind of infrastructure?
Yeah, no, infrastructure is a big one that we would like to be able to do more, but not very many people do. So also home hardening. We've applied for home hardening grants, which means, you know, replace the roof, the windows, whatever, and we have not been successful at procuring any grants like those, you know. So veg management is home hardening, and if you do the first 5 feet, we can clear that all up for you, but it would be up to you to put rock or cement or whatever you need in that first 5 feet, which would be home hardening. But the vents and the roofs and the windows, we have not been able to procure funding for such things. So, you know, go to your legislators, advocate for that kind of thing, and maybe eventually those kind of things will come down to us in Siskiyou County.
Thank you.
Yeah, just real quick, Giselle, you've been at it a long time. I just want to thank you for all the effort you put in over the years.
Thank you, Ed.
You know, I finally see that we're, at least in my mind, we're starting to move the needle as far as presence. You see all these projects that are starting to come together. I see on my way up today, Caltrans is doing their part along the ride with something I've advocated for years.
Yes, yes.
Today, and I know that our own public works, you know, we try to get a project done every year,
yeah,
doing something just to show people you know, we all got to chip in here to do our part.
That's true. I kind of think or hope or wish that we could claim that we're part of what Caltrans did, because we've been working closely with them. We wrote another grant for them. We don't know if we're going to get it or not. But Tom is, the veg management person, is really on board, and he's very enthusiastic. And so we've been just like you, do it. And that piece that they just did, that was where our CEQA went, and they're using all of that CEQA evidence to perform that work there. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you, Ed. You've supported us throughout the years.
Absolutely.
You've been to our meetings, and so is Nancy, and I think it's just about everybody here, and have greatly supported us, and we couldn't do it without you. And your letters of support when we write these grants, we sure appreciate every single one of you and what you do for us and the county to help us be more fire safe and resilient.
Thank you.
Thank you.
County administration personnel.
This is my favorite item ever. So the Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program celebrates individuals who exemplify outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a culture of excellence and continuous improvement. This award recognizes employees who go above and beyond in demonstrating all of these values. I am grateful to congratulate and recognize the 2026 Quarter 2 Peak of Excellence winner, Lorenzo, with General Services, for his contributions to Siskiyou County. It doesn't want up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So
you want me to read it now?
Yeah, so Chair Hall is going to read it. And
all right, proclamation of the Board of Supervisors, Siskiyou County, recognizing Lorenzo Castro. Whereas the Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program is established to honor employees who demonstrate outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a future, or excuse me, a culture of excellence and continuous improvement within our organization and community. And whereas such recognition is given to employees meeting the criteria of the program, and whereas the Peak of Excellence Review Committee has considered all current nominations for the Siskiyou County Peak of Excellence Employee of the Quarter, and whereas Lorenzo was nominated for this quarterly Employee Excellence Award because of his commitment, accountability, and adaptability, and Lorenzo Castro consistently exemplifies the core values expected of a solid waste manager at Siskiyou County's transfer stations, his dedication is evident in the consistent oversight of daily operations and its commitment to maintaining facilities that are safe, clean, efficient, and responsive to the needs of the public. He takes ownership of the performance of the transfer stations, addresses operational challenges promptly, and ensures regulatory requirements are met with diligence and professionalism. Lorenzo played an instrumental role in the county's successful transition of operating of the transfer stations. Drawing on his extensive knowledge and practical experience, he helped guide what could have been a difficult and complex process into a smooth and manageable transition. His understanding of day-to-day operations informed key decisions, minimized service disruptions, and helped staff adapt to new processes. Throughout the transition, his steady leadership and practical insight were invaluable in maintaining operational stability and ensuring uninterrupted service to the community. Leading by example, Lorenzo is always willing to step in wherever he's needed, whether assisting in the ground during busy weekends, working alongside his team to resolve operational issues, adjusting schedules, or personally covering sites during staffing shortages. He consistently demonstrates a strong commitment to the success of the operation and to the people he serves. Lorenzo's unwavering commitment to excellence, hands-on leadership, integrity, adaptability, and genuine care for both people and public service make him an outstanding representative of the county's values. His contributions have made a lasting positive impact on the transfer station operations, his colleagues, and the community he serves. It is with great appreciation and respect that Lorenzo Castro is recognized for his exceptional performance and dedication through his Employee Excellence Proclamation. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors do hereby proclaim Lorenzo Castro as a recipient of the Peak of Excellence Award for quarter two in 2026, in recognition of his outstanding contributions to the county, his dedication to excellence, and his unwavering commitment to the betterment of this community. Passed and adopted unanimously by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at this regular meeting of said board held on the fourth day of August, 2026.
Thanks.
It's almost an ordinance.
Lorenzo, your dedication and positive attitude have made a tremendous difference in the transition of our transfer stations. No matter what challenge, you always showed up with a smile. You have a great attitude. You have a genuine willingness to help whenever is needed. You're someone that we can always count on. Your strong work ethic, sense of responsibility, and commitment to doing the right thing never goes unnoticed. You consistently go above and beyond, not because you have to, but because you truly care about your job and your coworkers and the people that we serve. Your wealth of knowledge has been invaluable. And you've always willing to share your experience. You make those around you better with your positive influence, and it's felt throughout the team. Thank you for everything you do. We are grateful to have you on our team, and we appreciate your hard work, integrity, and the heart you bring to your job every day.
Thank you.
Hard act to follow. Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Adam Filipponi, Director of Public Services. Today, it's my honor to recognize Solid Waste Manager Pedro Castro as a recipient of Siskiyou County's Peak of Excellence Award. Awards like this are meant to recognize employees who go above and beyond, and I can say without hesitation, Lorenzo is a very deserving of this recognition. Managing our solid waste division is no easy task. It requires balance, customer service, regulatory compliance, employee safety, environmental stewardship, equipment management, and day-to-day challenges that come with operating multiple transfer stations across our county. It's a job that often goes unnoticed when things are running well, but it is exactly because of leaders like Lorenzo. Since stepping into this role, Lorenzo has consistently demonstrated a calm, steady leadership style. He approaches challenges with professionalism, works collaboratively with staff, and is always willing to roll up his sleeve to solve problems. Whether it's implementing new operational procedures, improving safety, working through personal issues, or responding to unexpected emergencies, he does so with integrity and commitment to doing what's best for Siskiyou County. A major reason of why I appreciate Lorenzo is that he generally cares about his employees. He takes the time to mentor them, listens to their concerns, and holds them accountable while treating everyone with respect. That kind of leadership builds trust, and it shows in the culture of the Solid Waste Division. But what truly sets Lorenzo apart is his positive relationship he has built with the public. Through your approachable personality, your willingness to help, and sincere care of every customer, you have earned the respect and admiration of those you serve. It's not uncommon for customers to know you by first name, stop to greet you during the visits, or literally go around the transfer station looking for you to say hi. Your friendly demeanor and commitment and treating every person with kindness and respect have created a welcoming environment that reflects the very best of Siskiyou County. On a personal note, I've had the privilege of working closely with Lorenzo over the past year. He has become someone I can depend on when issues come up, and I don't have to wonder if it will be handled. I know Lorenzo will take ownership of it, communicate through it, and see it to completion. As a department director, that's invaluable. Public service is often a thankless profession. Much of the work is behind the scenes, and the public rarely sees the long hours and dedication it takes to keep essential services running. Today gives us the opportunity to recognize one of those public servants who quietly makes Siskiyou County a better place every single day. Lorenzo, thank you for your leadership, your professionalism, your dedication to your employees, and your commitment to serving the citizens of Siskiyou. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just want to say it's an honor to serve the people of Siskiyou County. You know, the board, the department, the heads, all the departments throughout Siskiyou County that make this such a great county to work for, you know, and be a part of. And I'll continue to do that for many years. Thank
okay.
you.
We're going to take some pictures.
Let's do a motion first, though. And
I'll make the recommendation.
Second.
I'll second. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Obrin.
Aye.
Supervisor Copson.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Hill.
And just a real quick comment. Just, you know, I was always leery about the county taking over the operation. Regularly, you routinely get complaints,
yeah.
But I will tell you, you know, I respond to constituents. I haven't had to respond to one complaint since we've taken over. So thank you, Lorenzo, for all you've done.
I say that over the years, Lorenzo, you've known both my parents, and they've always spoke highly of you. I've never had the opportunity to work directly with you, but that's a strong testament to me as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure, help. Do we want to take just a quick break to do the photos?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you.